Penguin Random House Audio presents On Being Different, What It Means to Be a Homosexual by Merle Miller. Foreword by Dan Savage. Afterword by Charles Kaiser. Read for you by Paul Bamer. In Memory of Merle and David. Merle Miller was born in a small town in Iowa in 1919. And attended the University of Iowa and the London School of Economics. Miller was awarded 2 Bronze Stars for bravery during World War II, both of which he later returned out of protest for American action in Vietnam. After the war, he worked as an editor at Harper's and Time magazine, and was a contributing editor for The Nation. His books include the best-selling novels That Winter, 1948, and A Gay and Melancholy Sound, 1962, a comic non-fiction narrative about writing for television called Only You, Dick Daring, 1964, and several best-selling presidential biographies, including Plain Speaking, an oral biography of Harry S. Truman, 1974. In 1971, he responded to a homophobic article written by Joseph Epstein in Harper's with the raw, personal, and indicting essay that became On Being Different, making him one of the first prominent Americans to come out publicly. Miller died in 1986. Dan Savage is the author of the syndicated column Savage Love, and the editorial director of The Stranger, Seattle's weekly newspaper. He is a regular contributor to public radio's This American Life and the author of Savage Love, 1998, The Kid, What Happened After My Boyfriend and I Decided to Go Get Pregnant, 1999, Skipping Towards Gomorrah, The 7 Deadly Sins and the Pursuit of Happiness in America, 2002, and The Commitment, Love, Sex, Marriage, and My Family, 2005. In 2010, Savage and his husband, Terry Miller, created the It Gets Better Project, which provides support to LGBT youth through video testimonials and a book of anecdotal essays. Charles Kaiser is a former reporter for The New York Times and The Wall Street Journal, and a former press critic for Newsweek. He has also written for The Washington Post, The Los Angeles Times, The Guardian, London, New York Magazine, and Vanity Fair, among others. He is the author of 1968 in America, 1988, and The Gay Metropolis, 1997, a history of gay life in America that won the Lambda Literary Award and was a New York Times notable book. Kaiser is a founder and former president of the New York chapter of the National Lesbian and Gay Journalists Association. He has taught journalism at Columbia and Princeton, where he was the Ferris Professor of Journalism. On Being Different. Foreword. Terry found a vacation rental for us in Hawaii. The house was just steps from the beach, a very important detail for my husband, and it had 6 bedrooms. That's not the kind of vacation home we can typically afford, but there had been a last-minute cancellation. Some other family had forfeited a large deposit, and my husband, ever the bargain hunter, got us a deal. 6 bedrooms. We invited 2 other couples, both gay, to join us. They were thrilled. Our 13-year-old son invited 2 of his friends, both straight, to join his boring gay dads and their boring gay friends at the beach for 2 weeks. Their parents were thrilled. I was sitting on a beach on that vacation in the summer of 2011. Exactly 40 years after Merle Miller's essay, What It Means to Be a Homosexual, first appeared in the New York Times Magazine, when I opened this book. As my son and his friends roughhoused in the surf with Terry and the livelier halves of the two couples who joined us, I read this passage. The fear of it simply will not go away, though. A man who was once a friend, maybe my best friend, the survivor of 5 marriages, the father of 9, not too long ago told me that his eldest son was coming to my house on Saturday. Now please, try not to make a pass at him. He laughed. I guess he meant it as a joke. I didn't ask. And a man I've known, been acquainted with, let's say, for 25 years, called from the city on a Friday afternoon before getting on the train to come up to my place for the weekend. He said, I've always leveled with you, Merle, and I'm going to now. I've changed my mind about bringing blank, his 16-year-old son. I'm sure you understand. I said that no, I didn't understand. Perhaps he could explain it to me. He said, blank is only an impressionable kid, and while I've known you and know you wouldn't, but suppose you had some friends in and... Our son, DJ, whom we've raised since birth, jokingly came out to his boring gay dads as straight when he was 11. Both of the teenage boys he invited to Hawaii with us were straight, and the parents of DJ's friends, they were straight, and they all understood, which is why they didn't hesitate to say yes. The parents of DJ's friends knew they could trust us and our friends, 4 gay men they'd never met, alone with their sons. They also knew that their sons would be eating decent meals, brushing their teeth twice a day, and getting to bed at a relatively decent hour. Terry and I have a reputation among DJ's friends and their parents for being joy-killing, rule-enforcing hard-asses. What worried Miller's friends? The it that his friends and acquaintances feared? Was seduction. Gay men, given access to young boys, would seduce them into the gay lifestyle. My parents used to believe that. Among the questions I got when I came out to my family was whether an older gay man had ever seduced me. I have known quite a few homosexuals, and I have listened to a great many accounts of how they got that way or think they got that way. I have never heard anybody say that he, or she, got to be homosexual because of seduction. I have known quite a few heterosexual parents since Terry and I adopted DJ nearly a decade and a half ago. Despite the fact that more same-sex couples are adopting today than ever before, Parentlandia remains overwhelmingly straight. And not once in all the time since we became parents has a straight parent expressed to us the slightest anxiety about his or her son or daughter spending time with DJ, or with us, or with our gay and lesbian friends, despite the best efforts of Christian conservatives to prop up the old bigotries and fears. Have I mentioned that one of DJ's dads is a notoriously filthy-minded sex advice columnist, a recovering drag queen, and a political bomb thrower? It has gotten better. Not perfect. Better. Billy Lucas was a 15-year-old kid growing up in Greensburg, Indiana. Lucas wasn't openly gay. He may not have been gay at all, but he was perceived to be gay by his peers and relentlessly bullied. Classmates told him to kill himself. They told him he didn't deserve to live. They told him that God hated him, and one day Lucas went home and hanged himself in his grandmother's barn. His mother found his body. Lucas's death moved me and Terry to start the It Gets Better project. The idea was simple. There were LGBT kids who couldn't picture futures with enough joy in them to compensate for the pain they were in now. We wanted to reach these bullied and isolated lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youth before other kids harmed themselves. We wanted to talk to them about the future, about their futures. It's important to emphasize that not all
sample complete. Ready to continue?